the state may not deliver on $1.4 million it pledged to Haines for disaster relief. And COVID-19 may have shut down live music, but it sparked a transcontinental collaboration. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. First, some breaking news. Skagway officials heard there was a positive case of COVID-19 in town on Friday afternoon. The resident tested positive on an antigen test. If you're symptomatic, that's a good indicator of a case of the coronavirus. But if you're asymptomatic, like this resident, you follow up with a molecular test. Skagway manager Brad Ryan says they followed up with their Abbott ID Now test machine.
And it was a negative. So the guidance is that that is considered a preliminary positive test with a negative follow-up molecular test, which results in it being a non-COVID positive case.
This is considered a negative test. There will be no shelter in place or community closures in Skagway as a result. There's uncertainty over whether Haines will actually receive the $1.4 million in state disaster assistance it was promised in the wake of destructive landslides late last year. Local officials worry the Dunleavy administration may have had a change of heart after it learned it had more time to spend the money elsewhere. KHNS's Henry Leisha reports.
During the first week of December, landslides and flooding destroyed 9 homes and killed 2 people in Haines. Dozens of residents are still displaced. About a week and a half later, the State Department of Health and Social Services announced $1.4 million in disaster funding was coming to Haines via Juneau's Bartlett Regional Hospital. Some of it was for psychiatric services in Haines. Bartlett Hospital's chief behavioral health officer, Bradley Grigg, came up with a team of specialists for 2 weeks. It was supposed to cover those costs and more. Here he is speaking on December 14th.
The rest of the money is going to be distributed throughout the community to support short-term and longer-term where we can to ensure that families who have been impacted by the heavy rains and the floods last week, this funding will directly support them.
The source of the funds was federal pandemic relief granted to the state through the CARES Act. At that time, the state had about 2 weeks to allocate its share of the funds or return it to the federal government. Interim Haynesborough manager Aleka Fullerton says that hospital officials quickly organized meetings to figure out how to get that money out the door. But then she says they found a snag. Bartlett Regional Hospital is a public entity controlled by the city and borough of Juneau.
So it was in effect one municipality giving money to another municipality. And apparently CBJ's lawyers alerted to that and had additional questions. And there are some other processes in place for giving money from one municipality to another.
CBJ attorneys informed the Haynesborough that Bartlett had decided to return the money to the state. That way the state could redistribute the funds directly to the local government in Haynes.
And that's when I got nervous.
Fullerton says she's been on the phone for weeks to state officials trying to figure it out. She's reached out to the governor's office and the state public health agency. Haynes resident Bill Thomas, a special assistant to the governor, forwarded Fullerton an email from a Department of Health and Social Services official. The agency did not send it to Fullerton directly. In the email, legislative liaison Suzanne Cunningham wrote that once Congress extended the deadline to spend CARES Act funds, the $1.4 million was no longer available for Haynes. For Fullerton, that explanation is confusing and unsatisfying.
I think the state said, wow, we have all this funny money that's going to expire on December 30th. What are we going to do with it? Oh, here's a great idea. Let's give it to Haynes. And then I think once they realize that it's not going to expire, they're clawing it back, thinking that, wow, there's many other things that if we had a year, we would rather spend it on than Haynes.
That's Fullerton's take on the situation. Bartlett Regional Hospital's Bradley Grigg referred questions to the state, and agency officials didn't respond to questions on Friday. State lawmakers representing Haynes say they're looking into the issue. Juneau Democrats Representative Sarah Hannon and Senator Jesse Keel say they're making inquiries but weren't ready to comment. It's not clear if or how Haynes local government could plug a $1.4 million hole if the state doesn't release the funds. Fullerton says officials had planned to use it to help displaced families, upgrade remote learning equipment for schools, and fund mental health services for people affected by the disaster. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
COVID-19 restrictions canceled most events this last year, including live music. But the limitations of quarantine also brought two musicians together from across the globe. Binary Tundra is the musical project of Haines' Jojo Gerner and her Argentinian friend Santi Segarra. And it might not have happened without a global pandemic.
The last time I'd really heard what Santi was up to was a couple years ago.
Gerner hadn't seen Segarra in years. They met in Colorado while he was a visiting ski instructor in 2015. He reached out with music in 2020 because when Argentina locked down for COVID-19, that's all he had. Make a
circle in the ice. Here I had to stay at home for around 3 months. We could, you know, under quarantine, so I couldn't go freely living my life. And that made me stay a lot of time in the studio because it was, I think it would have been very hard for me, if not for the music, to stay in an apartment for so long.
Segarra mixes electronica tracks. He samples Gerner's voice and layers it with synthesizers. So she gets his music, listens, and then creates a melody or lyric from her cabin in Haines.
Santi's always creating a scene, which is in a story. And that's kind of the trick, to figure out how the vocals fit in with that story and whether it's, are they going to be spoken? Is it simply going to be vocables where there's no words? Are the words going to be in English? Are they going to be in Spanish?
It's not the same as creating together in person. There's lag time while they send ideas back and forth. But Segarra says that's part of the creative process.
It's a limitation, but at the same time, thanks to technology, we can do it, and I think that's amazing.
Their latest release is available on social media and streaming platforms now. You can hear more at khns.org. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or wherever you get your podcasts.